I'm speaking today with Richard Morrison, candidate for Fort Bend County Commissioner in Precinct 1 in Fort Bend County. Richard, I think most of the people who are going to be listening to this remember you from 2004 when you ran against Tom DeLay in Congressional District 22. Why don't you give us an update on what you've been up to since then and what it was and why it is that you chose to run in this race?
Yeah, hey, Charles, we were just talking that both of us have journeyed pretty far since 2004. You've got your stuff now on electronic MP3 rather than having somebody transcribe it. And I've gone south the other way. In 2004, when I ran against Tom DeLay, because of the nature and exposure of that race, I had a huge campaign with hundreds of volunteers and paid staff. And now I'm running for Fort Bend County Commissioner in Precinct 1 out in Fort Bend County, and it's quite the opposite. It's a small, kind of localized campaign. I've got a few volunteers and very, very little paid staff. But I chose to run for Fort Bend County Commissioner's Court. The main overriding reason is that I live in Greatwood. And about a year ago, about 14 months ago, the Grand Parkway Association came out with a plan to turn the Segment C of the Grand Parkway into a limited access flyover toll road, which would intersect basically the subdivisions of Greatwood and Canyon Gate. And since I live in Greatwood, and there was a public meeting discussing that decision, I went to the public meeting, and there was about 1,000 of my neighbors there, and probably 95% of them were against a huge toll road going right next to their neighborhood. Certainly I was. When that meeting was over, I approached my county commissioner and asked him to change his position and come out against the toll road. And he told me, literally, this is a quote, "Richard, citizens of Greatwood will get over it." And, you know, I think he probably told the wrong thing to the wrong guy. I wasn't going to get over it, and the Fort Bend County Commissioner is the only person that can stop it. They're in charge of building roads and overseeing the construction of roads, and County Commissioner's in charge of infrastructure planning, right-of-way planning, and so this is right in the County Commissioner's bailiwick. And I decided that I would run and win and stop it myself.
So is your intent to, the Grand Parkway, as you know, is a big stretch of road.
Sure.
Most of it is State Highway 99, and it exists in various locations already. And, you know, there's plans to extend it much farther north, you know, through Spring and up to the Woodlands.
Right.
I don't know about stopping it. Is your intent more to reroute it? What's the victory scenario for you on this?
Well, the issue is not stopping the Grand Parkway in and of itself. They've chosen the new route that they've chosen for C goes along the right of way of Crab River Road. The issue is not to make it a flyover toll road. To the north of 59, just north of Greatwood, it's flat on the ground. It's nice four-lane parkway, and they got the right-of-way for that. South of the 59, which is basically Crab River Road now, and a nice flat on the ground four-lane parkway is what the residents of the neighborhoods that are going to be affected by this, that's what they want. And so the victory for the neighborhoods is going to be, let's just build it flat on the ground, four-lane parkway, the same way they've built it on the other side.
So what was the justification for building it as a flyover then?
Well, the justification is the justification that all road builders now make in the state of Texas. The state of Texas is broke, TxDOT is broke, we don't have any money, and so the only way we can build this is if we build it by making it a toll road. So the justification is there's no way to build it other than making it a huge flyover toll road.
Okay. So if it's built as a four-lane parkway, it would be like a regular free highway, or is it still going to be toll?
Right. No. It'll be a regular regular free highway. The thing to do, the conservative thing to do, the smart money thing to do is to, the traffic that needs to be taken care of is on Crab River Road, and Crab River Road should be widened to four lanes with a middle turn lane from 59 to south to the railroad tracks. And that would take care of all the current traffic that there is. And whenever the money comes to be able to further build the road out into the hinterlands of Fort Bend County through tax revenues and increased tax base, then that road can be built in. But there's no need for it now.
Okay. Well, let's talk about some other stuff. Obviously, the whole area was recently hit by a big hurricane, Hurricane Ike recently.
Yeah.
How would you evaluate Fort Bend County's preparation for it and response to it? And, what sorts of things would you like to see done differently in the future?
Yeah. As is typical with Fort Bend County, the middle sections of Fort Bend County did very well. Very well planned as to what was going to happen and how to handle it afterwards. The people that suffered during Ike were the people on the east side of Fort Bend County in the Arcola, and specifically in my precinct, the Arcola-Fresno area and parts of the Missouri City area. It's typically over there, they're lower income. Middle to lower income and older homes over there, and they really, really suffered. They didn't have food, they didn't have water, they didn't have electricity. Many of them had destroyed homes, and frankly, the preparation for the east side of Fort Bend County could have been done way, way better. And the next time, we have to be able to plan to take care of that. As a matter of fact, the Fort Bend County chairman of the Democratic Party, Elaine Bishop, literally spent almost 2 weeks setting up her own pod, commandeering a truck, getting water, and having people make sandwiches and taking it to the people on the east side of Fort Bend County that needed food and water without the help of any government at all. So we certainly can do better for the residents on the east side, and we certainly will if I'm elected.
Okay. Let's go back to transportation matters for a minute. Fort Bend County is not part of Metro. But there is a part of the Metro referendum that would eventually build a rail line out Highway 90. There's also recently been floated by Harris County and the Houston-Galveston Area Council a broader commuter rail plan, which for the most part doesn't include anything in Fort Bend. There was talk about a line that sort of goes around US 90, skirts the eastern end of the county. I believe Richmond Mayor Leonard Scarsella was very critical of it. What is the future of transit for Fort Bend? I mean, right now there's been a shuttle set up for workers in the medical center, but that's kind of just the tip of the iceberg. What is the future of transit in Fort Bend, and what do you want to do?
Well, Mayor Scarsella is someone who has a very progressive view of the transportation future in Fort Bend, very forward-thinking. And he has been really beating that drum now for, as long as I've known it. And I would agree wholeheartedly with what Mayor Scarsella is pushing for Fort Bend County. I think we need commuter rail on the 90A corridor. I think that commuter rail needs to go and link up with the light rail here down at the medical center, or at the
South Phantom.
South Phantom, yeah, location. That would be, when I went to the HGAC meeting, I think that was the number two project as far as the cost-benefit analysis, because the right-of-way is already there. And so I think that definitely needs to be done. I want to say in the last study that Fort Bend County did looking at that issue, I want to say that 40% of the people that work in the medical center live along that Highway 90A rail corridor within 1 mile. So that's a huge amount of cars to take off the highway, and also frees up the medical center's parking for, you know, more healthcare and less parking. So that's something Mayor Scarsella and I follow his lead on that, because he knows it backwards and forwards. He's a visionary leader on transportation issues, and I agree wholeheartedly with what he says. Something needs to be done. The only roadblock is the Union Pacific has so much traffic on that 98 line that they would interfere with, or they claim they would interfere with, the schedules of the commuter rail. And so something needs to be done to reroute the trains, the UP lines off of the 98 corridor, so that we can free that up for pedestrians. And that's all economic benefits stuff too. Whenever you build a line like that out there, Richmond and Rosenberg are both going to benefit economically around those stations that they'll have in those little cities.
Okay. You know, Fort Bend County is a fast-growing place. There was recently, just the other day in the Chronicle, an article about the little town of Fulshear that is preparing to undergo a vast amount of growth. I mean, it's currently a town of less than 1,000 people, and they're projecting it to have like 20 or 30,000 in the next decade or two. You know, county commissioners obviously can direct where a lot of growth occurs by infrastructure spending. I mean, does it make sense to grow the county in, you know, more, you know, smaller, more isolated areas like that, or does it make sense to try and take existing places and add density? What, or is it some combination of the two? What's your take on that?
Well, I think it's probably a combination of two. You're not going to stop some developers from building wherever they're going to have land. I mean, that's whether there's good infrastructure there or not. Part of what I'm trying to, part of my message in my campaign is you know, we definitely need growth in Fort Bend County. We're going to get it whether we want it or not. What we need is smart growth. You know, when we build, we want to make sure that whatever we build, we're not building at the expense of the citizens that already live there. So we don't want the citizens that are living there to have to sacrifice what they moved out to Fort Bend County for to sacrifice for people that may come in the future. So you need to be able to have smart growth based upon existing corridors instead of this idea of build something way out in the country and then have a bond issue to get the road out there. That's not the way to build. You need to build where existing corridors are, or close to existing corridors, so you, as the new tax revenue comes in, you can widen the roads out there. And I think that goes along too with the rail transportation. You know, Fort Bend County can really become a futuristic, if you will, type county by getting that commuter rail and then making sure that we have that our new subdivisions and our existing subdivisions have access and mobility to the commuter rail to use that to get downtown.
Okay. You know, one of the issues that's loomed large in Harris County races has been matters of ethics.
Yes.
You know, we had a couple of county office holders have some issues there, including one of our members of our commissioners' court. You know, Harris County has put forth a proposal for, you know, an ethics task force and some tighter requirements. You know, what's the state of the game in Fort Bend, and what would you like to see done, if anything, on the matter of ethics, conflict of interest, and campaign finance disclosure?
Yeah, it's the same deal in Fort Bend County. It's just at a little bit smaller scale. Obviously, we don't have guys like your Harris County commissioner that got four or five accounts that show $10 million in balance. But I have a very bold ethics plan. It calls for limits on contributions, first $250 per individual and $500 per PAC. But more importantly than that, what it calls for is declarations of conflicts of interest. So if an engineer wants to build a project in my precinct and he has given me $500 this year and I am to vote on that project, I must declare that I have a conflict of interest and withdraw myself from the voting on that particular project. And I think that that would solve probably about 70% of the problems that we have in Fort Bend County, with that kind of ethics regulation in place.
Okay. Harris County also has issues of, people complaining about their property taxes and appraisals in particular.
For sure.
Fort Bend is a place, it's got a lot of booming properties. Mm-hmm. Is the tax rate and the appraisals, the appraisal process a good one in Fort Bend County, or what needs to be done, if anything?
Well, we had a new appraisal, whatever it was, and my wife showed it to me, and I looked at it, and I told her, I said, "Sweetheart, if our house is really worth this much, I think we need to just sell it and take the profit." So the same issues with the appraisals going up is a big problem in Fort Bend County. Now the current commissioner's court for the next fiscal budget just adopted a 2 cent tax increase, which is about a savings of $36 a year on a $180,000 house.
Sorry, that was an increase or a decrease?
A decrease.
Decrease.
Yeah, and $36. You're not going to see it because of the property tax appraisals are going up. So that's going to be kind of a big nothing burger. Now, we took in $22 million, an extra $22 million, just from tax revenues than we did in the previous fiscal year. And we still gave every department in the county a 10% raise across the board. And so I think with a little bit of fiscal responsibility, we could probably afford an 8 cent tax decrease and still afford to give our departments in the county a 6% budget increase. So I think some the things like that, the county has no ability to deal with the tax increases because of appraisal rise, because of property value increase. But what the county does, what the commissioner's court does, and it is their job, is to set the tax rate. And I think instead of having a 2 cent, I think we can afford an 8 cent, which is almost $150 a year, which, that's something that you would probably notice at the end of the year more than the $36 one.
Okay. Fort Bend has been talking about building a sports stadium of some kind, I believe, for trying to draw a minor league baseball team. Now, I confess, I'm not sure if that's strictly a City of Sugar Land issue or a Fort Bend County issue, but what's your take on that?
Boy, just off the top of my head, and I think it's a City of Sugar Land issue, but off the top of my head, I am against building sports stadiums for the owners of those sports franchises to make money. I'm very, very skeptical. I just do not think that is or should be a priority right now in Fort Bend County.
Okay. All right. Talk to me a little bit about the state of the Democratic Party in Fort Bend County. I mean, it's obviously not the Tom DeLay's turf anymore. Is Fort Bend turning blue this year, or is it still on its way?
Well, let's see. Let's try to... that's a good question. I wouldn't hear... I didn't come to answer politics questions, but I'm glad you asked me. Okay, so let's take a little time here. Let's count these up. Let's see. We got... let's start with Commissioner's Court. We got the county judge and three Republicans... and then one Democrat, Grady Prestige. So if I win, we'll have two Democrats and just three Republicans. And that means there'll be two Democrats, since there's four precincts in Fort Bend County, the Democrats will control half the precincts. So it stands to reason that if they control half, that, in 2010, the county judge is on dangerous territory. We have three congressmen in Fort Bend County, Ron Paul, Nick Lampson, and Al Green. So two out of our three congressmen, Nick Lampson and Al Green, they're Democrats. We have two senators in Fort Bend County. And Kyle Janik, I'm assuming he's still a senator.
He has resigned.
Okay, well, former senator Kyle Janik, who was a Republican, and
it's Glenn Hagar.
Yeah, Glenn Hagar, who is my senator for a Republican senator for Senate District 18. And oh, then there's one more, three senators. And then Senator Rodney Ellis for 13. And Senator Ellis is a Democrat. So if Chris Bell, or I shouldn't say if, when Chris Bell wins, then we will have two of the three senators will be Democratic. So I would say that Fort Bend is really, really trending Democrat. We will, if we won't control a majority of the elected offices, we have
two state reps.
Let's see. No, three state reps.
All right.
We've got Charlie Howard, we've got State Representative Olivo, and we have John Zerwas. So Charlie Howard and John Zerwas are Republicans, and Dora is a Democrat. But I think Charlie's seat is in danger if we could find a good candidate. So I'd say Fort Bend is definitely trending Democrat. It's come a long way since we got rid of Mr. DeLay. You know, every day it just gets more and more diverse out there, and that's really what benefits the Democratic Party. And our message of on a statewide level of better schools and better education and better teachers works out in Fort Bend County.
When people go to the polls this year and they come to your race, how do you want them to think about it?
Well, I want them to think that they're going to get somebody who's not scared to stand up to the power structure on behalf of the citizens. I want them to think they're going to get somebody who's going to pass an ethics commission or ethics laws in the county that's going to help help them benefit. And I want them to think that they're going to get a meaningful tax cut. And I want the residents of Great Wood and of Canyon Gate and Bridalwood and all the ones that live on that proposed toll road corridor to know that we're going to stop the toll road.
All right. Richard Morrison, thank you very much for talking to me.
Thank you.